Hello and welcome back to How to Be a Healer. In this episode, we are going to be talking about psychics. So psychics, I absolutely love psychics. I've been seeing my psychics for years now, and I've had some of the most insane conversations with these people who told me things that completely blew my mind, connected with people I've never even met, told me things that I've never told anyone. It was wild, and it was also really helpful during really lost periods of time when you're just, you know, you don't have to be feeling like that to go to a psychic. But just for me, I went to them. I got recommended them probably about 5 years ago, and I was just like, I'd done talking therapy. I was just like, I'll give it a try. And I was recommended to go to Psychic Sisters, which is in Selfridges in London. It's run by a woman called Jane Wallace, who is incredible. And I booked this session. It was half an hour, £80. And I'd gone on the website for Psychic Sisters. You can look at all the readers and you can just pick who you want to go with. And I went with an amazing lady called Sheila, who my friend had recommended me to. And I was not in a very good place. And I walked into that room and I hadn't even spoken. And she was just like, she said something to me that I was like it just, she just... hit me in my heart with what was going on, and she described it, and then she pulled out some tarot cards and she asked me to pick, and she sort of laid out the deck, and we had this half an hour where she gave me life-changing advice. Like, she literally saved my life that day, and I've been going back to her ever since. And then I found other people on as well as her, but this is I always recommend Psychic Sisters as a good place to start. So if you're in London, or you're going to be in London at some point, they are based in the basement of Selfridges. And if you go on the website, you can just look at all the pictures of all the readers and see there's sort of a bit of a bio about each of them. It's £80 for half an hour, or for an hour I believe it's 100 or 150. So I hope that was helpful, learning about Psychic Sisters. And also, I forgot to mention, on the website, if you're not fully interested in doing a full session, you can email them a question, and if you send in a picture, they can answer your question with the reader of the day. I've done that before and got insane accuracy and really good guidance. So if that's something you're drawn to, yeah, I highly recommend going to see Psychic Sisters. My second recommendation is, I call her my mentor because she totally changed my life, Estelle Bingham. And if you go on Estelle's website, she's sort of been doing this for 20 years. She's called the Heart Whisperer. She used to be a journalist, but she's actually, I think it's fourth generation psychic. So her whole family were psychics, and yeah, she was this journalist, and then she sort of had this calling and changed her life, and she's been doing this for 20 years. And I can't even remember why I think I just found her on the internet, just looking, and I booked a session with her online, a one-to-one session with her during the pandemic, and it was just wild. And also it felt right. So this is a really good point. There are a lot of people out there, and I know it's quite an unregulated world, so go with your intuition. Nothing outbeats your intuition. If I'm recommending like Psychic Sisters or Estelle, and you're like, nah, that's fine. You're gonna find your person. so many wonderful people. And if you could even reach out to both of those companies and ask them for recommendations, if you don't gel with Estelle or the Psychic Sisters. But yeah, Estelle was unbelievable. And I've seen her, I've seen her on Zoom about 4 times. And then I finally got to see her last year in person at her home in London. And she has a beautiful dog called Bilbo, which I was just like, as a Lord of the Rings fan, I was just like, I'm done. She was so lovely, and her home is really cozy and lovely. And we had this session, which, you know, you can ask her anything. It's so strange when you go in there, because you're like, I have no idea what's going on. Like, you're very nervous, and she can tell. And she just makes you lie down, and she put some crystals on me and put some beautiful music on. And we had this chat where it's not like talking to your friends. It's not like talking to your family. It's like talking to someone who knows your sort of past, present, future. She can't, you know, people can't future predict, but she can give you some incredible clarity around your blocks and what's coming up for you. Whereas, like, kind of like your blind spots you can't see. And if you're really needing and wanting some massive changes in your life, I really recommend going to see psychics. Just for, like, I wouldn't go see them unless you've kind of built up a bit of a foundation of, like you can trust yourself, because I don't want you to be just take someone else's advice over your own intuition. Your intuition is first. And then psychics are just helping you kind of finesse that and trust what's coming up for you, because you might have had a thought and then they're just confirming what you already knew, basically. I don't think you should just blindly trust everyone. So if just stuff resonates with you, it's just great. It's just really helpful and great clarity. And you can ask wild questions. Like, I was asking questions about, like, what my spirit guides want me to do with my life, or, like, I was talking to my grandparents, and, like, it is so, and it's so, like, cool and fun, and it just sort of zooms you out of your small daily life into, like, the bigger picture, and you're like, oh my gosh, my world seems so small. So yeah, it's just really loving and life affirming. Estelle's really cool and lovely and down to earth as well. So I highly recommend her. And you can book via her website. It's estellebingham.com. And yeah, she's wonderful and comes highly recommended. And you can do workshops with her if you're, she has a podcast as well, called Love Purpose Connection. And yeah, I highly recommend going to see her. She is wonderful. So I'm trying to record now with my brother's dachshund Lulu playing in the background with a purple octopus that she's ripping to shreds. So hopefully the sound will be okay. She's gone off. Okay. So the a common sort of thing in psychics is the clairs, which are the senses. And all of us have psychic abilities. And I know you might not believe it, but you actually do. It's just some people have spent more time connecting to them, getting quiet, and intentionally trying to tune into that part of them. Most of the time, a lot of people are just distracted. There's a lot of noise around you. So you're not hearing it, but you actually, we all have it. So one of the first ones is clairvoyance, which is the sense of a vision, like a sight. And it's the one that most people have heard of, but not that many people have that. So that's really cool. Then there's clairgustance, which is you have a sense of taste, and you get information through your, like, you can taste something like honey or tin or something, and it comes to you that way. There's clairsalience, which is the clair sense of smell, that gives you information, which is cool. Clairaudience is the clair of hearing. So you could hear things. Sometimes people hear them in their sleep. You can hear words or hear your name being said, which is really interesting. Claircognitance is a clear sense of knowing. You just know. I do a lot of work with TBM, the TB magnetic, with Lacey Phillips, and that's her gift. And it's she says it's like the hardest one to describe, because you're just like, oh yeah, I just know. Like, and people are like, okay. it's sort of energy reading, which is really cool. So you could be, for example, you could be telling someone about this new relationship, and that person would just know that, like, that isn't your person. It's sort of like someone you're going to have like do some learning lessons with. So that's an example. I've had that experience. There's clairsentience, which is a clear sense of feeling. I suppose you could call that like a gut feeling. And it's tuning into your antennae, which is your body. There's clairempathy, which is a clear sense of emotional feeling, which can be confusing, because you can either think, oh, I'm just being an empath, but that's actually one of your gifts, is clairempathy. So that's cool. Clairtangency is a clear sense of touch, so being able to detect psychic information through your hands, which is very interesting. I've never heard of that before. But yeah, they're sort of like a bit of background, and we're all one of those, or many of them. And you know, you could talk to a psychic about this and be like, what do you think my gift is? Or you could look up, there's plenty, oh no, Lulu's crying in the background. There's plenty of people, great healers in the world, like Tamara Drazen is one of my, I've done mentoring sessions with her and loads of her workshops, and she does great, helpful resources about how to connect with your intuition. Gabby Beinstein is great for this as well. If you go to her podcast, Dear Gabby, she's wonderful. I've done a few courses with Kyle Gray. He is amazing, and I'm going to do a whole episode on angel card readers and angels, because that's what he does primarily, but he is also really helpful at giving practical advice about how to tune into your own psychic gifts, and sort of strengthen that muscle. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you got a bit more information about psychics and how they're just this great resource and connection to something bigger than us. And I really hope it helps you if you're going through a really difficult time, or you just need some comfort and some guidance. And I really hope that helped you. Again, I'm so glad you've listened to this, and I will see you in the next episode.